Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Monday, April 6th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. It is just such a great joy to greet you on the radio. God is doing so many great things here at GBI. And you know, if you trust the Lord and walk with the Lord will reward that. And I believe down through the years we've tried to do that here in the ministry, and God has blessed us. Well, I want to continue talking today and for this month about our Reaching America with the Gospel project. We've got one more month here that we're going to talk about it. And if you'd like to help us, $10 a month for the next 1 year, or $120 a one-time love gift. I'll get it all out. We'd be glad to receive that and put it toward the radio time. What we've done, we've already taken on one station now in Omaha, Nebraska, KLNG. And we're there on Saturday afternoons, 12:30 to 1 o'clock Central Time. And we've got an opening now that we can go into Tucson, Arizona, and that's another 400,000 potential listeners. So I hope you'll pray about Tucson. And these stations, it's going to cost, I don't know, $3,000-$4,000 a year, something like that, for probably $3,000 a year. We can do it $3,500, I don't know. But we're just praying that God will send the money, no matter how many other stations He wants us on. And we're not going to take on stations that we don't have the money to pay for. And we're going to use God's money wisely. We're going to do wisely. We had the money. We went to Omaha. And hopefully we can get Tucson this year. And then next year we'll try to come back and do it again. And I hope you'll pray. You can start supporting us right now in April. And it'll be April through March. Next year you can send that. We have people sending in $10 a month. We have some doing it one-time gift. You can call our office or you can write us. If you're making a check, make it to GBI. All right, GBI. Then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And we'd be glad to hear from you. And I'm not on the radio for your money. I just want you to know that. I'm not on the radio for your money. But I'm on the radio to reach people. I'm getting excited about reaching these people. And you don't know who's going to be listening by radio. You really don't. Our Father, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be saved on this Monday. Lord, I'm glad that You're alive and well and on the throne. I pray now You'll honor the message this week, Lord, and help the Word of God to have free course in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching to you this week. R491 is the message number, and the message is entitled God. I hope the message is a blessing as you listen. Now, in your Bibles today, I'm looking in Genesis chapter number 1, and I'm going to look at verse number 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible said, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Now, our Heavenly Father, as we look at this today, I pray You'll help us and guide us and help us to say what we should say and nothing we should not say. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. When we look at this wonderful verse of the Bible, it is the beginning for mankind. Now, this is not where God began, but this is where God began historically and spiritually for mankind, that we might understand the things that God wants us to understand. Now, in this verse, we have in the beginning God. God is the figure in this verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the word God comes from the word Elohim, and it means, my friend, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, this word is found 2,606 times in your King James Bible, 2,606 times. Now, God is a great God. God is the Creator. God is in control. God is God. And when you think about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost being a Trinity, and yet they're one, but they work in three parts. Amen. I cannot explain all of that, but I am glad that we have a God. I mean, I'm glad we've got a God that is smarter than I am. And I want to preach on this subject today, God. I just want to talk about God. Amen. Now, first of all, I want you to look today. Let's just say this about God. God is righteous. We're going to say some things about God. God is righteous. In the beginning, God, Elohim, God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. God is righteous. Everything God does is righteousness. God is all about doing right. God is never about doing wrong. It is never right to do wrong. It's never wrong to do right. It's always right to do right. So just do right. Amen. It's always wrong to do wrong. So just do right. Now, the thing is, we are to do right. Amen. God is about righteousness. He's about doing what is right. Amen. The old fellow said, just do right. If the stars fall from heaven, just do right. God is about righteousness. God is righteousness. Then I want to say to you, not only is God righteous, but God is right. God is right. Everything God does is right. Now, we're talking about in the beginning God, Elohim. We're talking about God. God is right. Whatever He does is right. Whatever He says is right. Wherever He puts you or places you, He's right. God is always right. Whatever happens in our life, He's right. Whatever situation you were born in, God is right. Amen. He's always right. When God leads a preacher to do something, or a deacon, or a Sunday school, or a pastor, God is always right. Amen. If God is in it and God's telling you to do it, God is right. Now, there are things that I don't understand. There's sicknesses that I personally do not understand, people that are sick. There's some things I don't understand. But I want you to know that God is right. Amen. And remember what Abraham said? Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? God is right. May I say to you, not only is God, my friend, righteous, and not only is God right, but God is refreshing. In the beginning, God created the heaven. They're talking about God, Elohim, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. God is refreshing. To the sinner, God is refreshing. To the man who has just been saved and delivered from drugs and sin and immorality, to the woman who's been delivered from immorality, God is refreshing. To the Christian who has fought a hard battle with the devil, God is refreshing. To that preacher that's fought a hard battle in his church, God is refreshing. To that young lady who's fought a hard battle in her life, amen, who has waited on God and she is doing what's right, God is refreshing. The Bible said, and be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. God is refreshing. The psalmist said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. What? He needed refreshing. You see, many times we're down, and yet we go to God, we go to the Bible, we go to prayer, and we are refreshed by God. God is refreshing. As a spring wind would refresh the land and refresh you as you walk outside, God is that wind through the Holy Ghost, and He refreshes our soul. God is righteous. God is right. God is refreshing. Now let me give you another one. God is reaching down to man. Have you ever thought about that? God is reaching down to man. How do you say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Well, God reaches down to the sinner. Amen. The Bible said that his arm, his holy arm, hath gotten him the victory. You see, I believe the arm's talking about his power. I believe that's Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, Jesus is still reaching down for sinners. I wasn't looking for God when I got saved, but God was seeking me. Amen. I didn't really seek God, but God sought me. And He saved me by the grace of God. God is still reaching down. You may be in prison for the crimes you've committed. You may be on death row. You may be in the gutter. You may be homeless. You may have lost your family, lost your kids, lost your wife. But God is reaching down to you. God doesn't want some little profession, some little rededication out of you. But God wants to reach down and help you. God wants to save you. There's people under the sound of my voice today. You don't need to rededicate. You don't need to do this and do that. You don't need to clean up. You know what you need? You need some, my friend, God to reach down for you. Amen. Remember the old song? His hand reached farther down than I could reach up. God is reaching down to men today. God's reaching down to lost men. God wants to save you. The day of salvation is today. The time to be saved is right now. Brother, the gospel is the power of God. It is time for you to realize that Jesus died on a cross, was buried, and rose again for your sins. The time to be saved is now. God is reaching down to men. Now, not only as the aspect of a sinner, but as a saved man, of a saint of God. God reaches down. I believe sometimes, I know the Holy Spirit lives within us, but I tell you, have you ever had this, had God reach down from heaven, and it felt like He laid His hand upon you? I mean, God reaches down, God looks down, God sees us as man, and God deals with us mercifully and kindly and graciously, and God will reach down for you and me. Amen? The Bible said, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net." Yet you ever start to do something, and God reached down and grab you right in the nick of time and grab you out of trouble. Amen. That is God reaching down. God is righteous. God is right, my friend, today. And then God is refreshing. God is reaching down to man. Now let me say this. God is real. Praise the Lord. God is real. The Bible said that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." A man that would look out across the mountains, a man that would look out across the ocean, and a man that would say there is no God, that man is a fool. The Bible said that man's a fool. Now, I don't want to call a man, but the Bible said the man's a fool. My friend, a man that don't believe in God, the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, "There's no God." Listen, when you realize there's a creation, the Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. And I want to say this to you. I didn't know God when I got saved. I didn't know anything about God. But I tell you one thing, I found out that He's real. Amen. I'm not just talking about emotionalism, but I'm talking about somebody that'll go with you through your troubles and through your trials. I'm talking about somebody that'll stick with you closer than your wife. I'm talking about somebody that'll stick with you closer than your husband. I'm talking about somebody that'll stick with you better than your best friend. I'm talking about somebody that'll stick with you better than the preacher. I'm talking about God. Amen. Oh, if you've got that relationship with God, it's kind of like the songwriter put it. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Do you know what it is to walk with God? Oh, God is real. You say, "Preacher, I've been through a valley. I've been through a dark." I understand that. But friend, let me tell you, even in my darkest hours, God has been real to me. God has manifested Himself to me. I tell you, I remember times when God has just made Himself real to me. God has manifested Himself and let me know that He still loves me. Amen. I think about something. This would be foolish to you. You wouldn't even understand this. But I remember many years ago, my mother was rushed us to the hospital. And they didn't know what had happened to her. She fainted in a grocery store. And they got her in the hospital. And the next morning, she had come to. But I was still so upset over that. Me and my wife went into a restaurant to eat. And I couldn't even eat my meal hardly for crying. And there's a little girl in there. She's probably about 18 years old. She was making little toy balloons for the kids. And she'd twist some of them up and make them into a rabbit. Or she'd make one into a sword or whatever. And I remember for some reason, that little girl, I was in my 40s, that little girl came to my table, and I guess she saw that I was sad that day, and that little girl said, "Sir," she said, "could I make you a balloon?" And I started crying. I said, "Yes, ma'am, you can." I said, I'm sad today. I said, "My little mom," I said, "I just moved," and I told them where I just moved to, and I said, I just moved to Allegheny County. I just moved up there. We was going to, get the radio going when we ended up starting the church, all that. And I, well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, April the 6th. It has been a great joy to be with you. You've been listening to a message entitled God, R491. If you'd like to have a copy of it, we can send it to you on CD recording, or we can email it to you now. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. The ladies will be glad to get that out to you. Got a good staff working here, and I appreciate these good ladies for helping us out and getting these CDs out to the people. Amen. By the way, all that's free of charge now. And you write us when you can. We'd love to hear from you, and pray for me often. Will you do that? God bless you until tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.